Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into the power of prayer and how it shapes our relationship with God. Today's Bible verse is from Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. That's Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
Have you ever stopped to think about what an incredible privilege prayer really is? We, as children of God, have the ability to approach the Almighty Creator of the universe and speak directly to Him. It's truly mind-blowing when you consider it. Jesus Himself emphasized the importance of faith in our relationship with God through prayer. He taught that if we have faith, we can move mountains. Now that's some serious power. But it's not just about having faith for the sake of it. Jesus showed us that faith is the key that unlocks the power of prayer. When we pray with genuine faith, we're not just reciting words or going through the motions. We're engaging in a profound spiritual connection with our Heavenly Father. This faith-filled prayer allows us to tap into God's infinite wisdom, love, and power. It's through this connection that we can experience the true privilege of prayer and witness its transformative effects in our lives. When we pray, it's crucial to remember Jesus' teachings about praying in His name. This isn't just a formality, it's about aligning our prayers with God's will. Jesus taught us that when we remain in Him and abide in His word, we can ask for anything and it will be done for us. This highlights the importance of staying connected to Jesus in our daily lives. Maintaining a close relationship with Jesus helps us understand His heart and desires. As we grow closer to Him, our prayers naturally begin to align with His plans for us. It's not about reciting a specific formula, but about cultivating a deep, intimate connection with our Savior. When we pray in alignment with God's will, we're not just asking for what we want, but seeking what God wants for us. This approach to prayer transforms it from a wish list into a powerful tool for spiritual growth and understanding God's purpose for our lives. Now let's delve into the mystery of prayer. It's truly fascinating when you think about it. We serve a God who is sovereign, all-powerful, and in complete control of everything in the universe. Yet in His infinite wisdom, He has chosen to involve us in His plans through prayer. Isn't that mind-blowing? Our prayers, as small and insignificant as they might seem, actually play a part in accomplishing God's will. It's a beautiful paradox that showcases both God's power and His desire for relationship with us. Sometimes we might wonder, why pray if God already knows everything and has it all under control? But that's exactly where the mystery lies. Our prayers matter to God, and He uses them in ways we can't always understand or see.
Now let's dive deeper into the purpose of prayer. It's easy to think that prayer is all about changing God's mind or convincing Him to do what we want, but that's not the whole story. Prayer is so much more than a divine wish list. When we pray, we're actually aligning our hearts with God's heart. It's like tuning an instrument to the right frequency. We're syncing up our desires, our thoughts, and our plans with His perfect will. This process helps us understand God's perspective and see things from His point of view. Prayer also teaches us to surrender. It's an act of letting go of our own agenda and saying, God, I trust You. This surrender is powerful because it opens us up to God's guidance and wisdom. We begin to see beyond our limited understanding and tap into His infinite knowledge. Remember, prayer isn't about bending God to our will, but about molding our will to His. It's a beautiful dance of communion with our Creator, where we learn to trust, to listen, and to grow in our faith. Prayer is truly a powerful tool that connects us directly to our Heavenly Father. It's not just a religious ritual, but a lifeline to the divine. When we pray, we're tapping into an incredible source of strength, wisdom, and love. It's through prayer that we can pour out our hearts, share our deepest fears and greatest hopes, and seek guidance in our lives. But remember, prayer isn't just about asking for things. It's about building a relationship with God. It's about listening as much as it is about speaking. When we pray consistently, we begin to recognize God's voice in our lives, guiding us towards His perfect plan. So why should we continue to pray, seek, and trust in God's timing? because He knows what's best for us even when we can't see it. His plans are far greater than anything we could imagine for ourselves. By maintaining a strong prayer life, we align ourselves with His will and open ourselves up to the incredible blessings He has in store for us. Don't give up on prayer, even when it feels like your words are falling on deaf ears. God is always listening, always working, always loving. Trust in His perfect timing and plan for your life. Keep praying, keep seeking, and watch as God moves in ways you never thought possible.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of the privilege You have given us to come before You in prayer, knowing that You, the Creator of the universe, hear us. Thank You, Lord, for allowing us to approach You through faith, aligning our hearts with Your perfect will. Help us remember that prayer is not just about asking for what we want, but about seeking Your desires and trusting in Your wisdom. Lord Jesus, guide us as we learn to pray with faith, surrendering our plans and agendas to You. May our prayers reflect our deep connection with You, not just in words, but in the alignment of our lives to Your purpose. Teach us to trust in Your timing and never lose heart, even when answers seem distant. We believe in Your power to move mountains, and we rest in the assurance that You are always listening, always working, and always loving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us on Rise and Walk podcast. As we wrap up, remember that prayer is not just a religious duty. It's a beautiful expression of our faith and trust in God. Keep seeking Him, and He will always be there for you. Until next time, may your prayers be heartfelt and your faith unwavering. God bless.